Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Let's Talk CFL podcast. Roundtable discussion recorded live on Sunday and Wednesday nights. Visit Let's Talk CFL on Facebook for showtime. Brought to you by the Let's Talk Sports Groups on Facebook. Our partners, LostWolvesOnSport.com. Stream live on BlogTalkRadio.com.
Hey, good evening, sports fans, and welcome to Let's Talk CFL podcast episode number 489. I'm your host, Christopher Jones, coming live to you from hell, better known as the interior of BC, because we are on fire. That's not a good thing. We're smoking, and it's, there's a lot of good things about being on fire and smoking and doing all sorts. No, this is not good, man. This is wildfire season, and it is out of control. That dickhead in Victoria finally declared a state of emergency. I don't know what the hell took him so long, but now it's too late. We're going to have to let this one burn out, and it is big. We're talking, half a million hectares in on fire right now in BC? Pretty scary shit. Pretty scary shit. Anyhow, we're getting closer to football season, and that's a good thing. We're kind of excited about that. Training camp's going along. Bombers have had some practices canceled because of smoke. I don't know why the Lions haven't. Kamloops is disgusting. I was up there on Monday, and I couldn't see the end of my hood. But I guess they're still practicing football, and that's a good thing because the Lions need some practice. Hopefully. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Football season starts, August 4th, August 5th, something like that. So where are we now? We're July 21. We're talking less than 2 weeks away. So that's 10 days, something like that. That's pretty exciting stuff. We haven't had football in 22 months. It's been that long. And I don't know whether or not we're going to – how long this season's going to go. We'll see what happens. We'll see if we can even have football in this smoke weather. Is smoke considered part of weather? It could be. Who knows? We're going to talk about a whole pile of weird things. We got that moron Derek Dennis mouthing off again. We're going to talk about him. We're going to talk about Andrew Harris. We're going to talk about injuries. We're going to talk about CFLPA. We're going to talk about, all sorts of things. And attendance. Wow. Why attendance? Nobody wants to talk. Okay. So let's open up the mics, bring in the guys, and we'll see what happens. Top of the board here happens to be my buddy Charles. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing good in the non-smoky part of the country at the moment, or of the province anyway. So,
well, that's because water doesn't burn.
Sunshine. That's true.
Right. The majority of your air comes off the ocean, right? You're down there in the Vancouver area. You get basically westerly winds coming off the ocean and blowing the smoke up and over into Alberta where it belongs.
Right.
It's pretty shitty, buddy. It's pretty shitty up here.
Yes, I can imagine. I've seen some of the pictures.
Yeah. I just posted that thing from the BC Wildfire app, and it's a hot one out there.
Yes,
we're going to lose some cities. We're going to lose some towns. I mean, I don't know whether we're going to lose cities, but we're going to lose some towns. We lost Linton, and Spence's Bridge is on alert. 100 Mile has been evacuated. Westwald has been evacuated. This is not a good thing, man. This is not a good thing.
No, it seems like this happens every now and then. Every year you be getting the wildfires, so. It's not good. And they're evacuating towns, and it's just crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is. And it's scary stuff. It's very scary stuff. Okay, let's go. Where am I here? Let's go open up. Oh, I got all the mics open up. Well, Will, how are you doing?
I'm good.
I hear that.
I'm patiently sitting around waiting for football. And I'm patiently sitting around waiting to see if the Stampeders are going to let unvaccinated people into their football games. Hopefully they're not like Manitoba.
Manitoba, it's the first person who challenges that. It's going to get lost on a constitutional challenge, and they're going to get toasted.
Well, could be, but we'll see. We'll see.
You can't discriminate against people like that.
Well, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, I did get some interesting comments from people the other day when I mentioned if they keep unvaccinated people out of Manitoba or out of the football games in Manitoba when there's a massive outbreak, who are they going to blame? And a lot of people.
Yeah, well, this is a really good point.
Didn't like me saying that, so I just blocked everybody because I'm tired of bullshit. So, but yeah, too bad about the forest fires. We're feeling it here in Alberta. We get the smoke on a regular basis, and you know, my guys at work are complaining about working outside. I guess it's a health hazard. So,
tell them to suck it up and get to work.
Well, I said you got bills, and they just keep on working. You know what I mean? Yeah. I hate to be like that, but, I mean, if we shut down for everything, we'd never be open. So, just saying. But that is too bad. I just put a, you guys noticed the picture I just put on in our group?
Yeah, I saw that. I was trying to figure out who the old guy was.
The old guy is my brother.
Okay.
And the other guy, do you know who that is?
No, who's the black guy?
The black guy is Claypool. So, isn't it amazing how football players have changed? Chase Claypool is a wide receiver, okay?
Yeah.
My brother is 6'2", 250 pounds.
He's just a little old guy. I mean,
he just looks
guy.
A little small guy next to him.
I know. Chase Claypool is a freaking monster. So, but apparently my brother still outweighs him, so he can't be that heavy. He's probably about 230, but he's got to be 6'5", 6'6".
Wow.
So,
he's big.
Yeah, he is. So.
And that's why he's not CFL.
That's probably correct. So, who knows? Anyways, moving on to Mark, Christopher, I have nothing else to say. Let's talk about football, please.
Do I have to?
Well,
okay. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Well, wait. It would be remiss of me if I didn't mention somebody got a trophy on the weekend. It wasn't Mark and it wasn't Charles. Does anybody want to guess who it was?
Oh,
was it you?
Yes. It's his little green machine.
His little green machine. Kermit the Frog.
Sorry, what did you say, Will? Can you please tell me what you said again?
I'm confused.
What did I say?
You said somebody got a trophy this weekend?
That's right. It wasn't Charles and it wasn't Mark.
That's an incorrect statement.
Oh, okay. You got two trophies?
Someone got two trophies this weekend.
Oh,
okay.
A racing car.
Well, you only posted one, so.
No, I think I posted both.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah, you posted both. I forgot.
Yeah, there was an album of pictures and both trophies. In fact, I think all three trophies, the one that I got 2 weekends ago was good, too.
So when you take that car home, do you just put it in the back of a Prius and leave or what?
No. No.
It's pretty much small.
So I think it's almost bigger than a Prius. I'm not sure, but... It's 5.5 feet wide, it's 10.5 feet long, and it's 42 inches high.
I couldn't even get into it without breaking my back.
Well, it is a challenge. I do kind of pressle myself in and out and roll. Sometimes I roll out. Yeah. So yeah, no, it was pretty good. It was a good weekend. I did well in the main events, but I didn't do so well. Well, I don't do well on purpose in the heats and the trophy dash, only simply because there's not enough laps for me to let everybody else kill themselves. So basically what happened is the last race of the, we started with about 14 cars in the class, in the bracket. And that was Saturday afternoon. And Sunday night, there was seven of us left that started the main event. And I got first place solely because I was the only vehicle still running. Okay.
So then you got first, second, and third.
A win is a win.
No, that's not true, because I was going around on the final lap, and there was one car that was ahead of me, and I was catching him. In fact, I was actually passing him at the moment, and all of a sudden he just disappeared, and he just turned right and smashed into the wall about 40 feet from the finish line, okay? So I went across the finish line by myself, and he backed up and then went across the finish line. He came out of turn four and just never had control. He was fishtailing all over the place and just went straight into the wall. And I went down on the lower apron to get away from him and just put the foot down and pulled away. So I won it fair and square, but realistically there was only two of us across the finish line and only one without crashing into shit.
So when you guys drive around this track, do they play Keystone Pop music as you're going, or what?
Sorry, I didn't hear that.
I said when you're going around the track, do they play Keystone Pop music, or what?
Do they keep playing what music?
Oh, my
Keystone,
God.
Keystone Pop music.
No. Keystone Pop music? No, they do not. No. It's a pretty good race. I mean, it was a pretty good race. I mean, the one guy came out. I was coming down off turn four, just opened it up to accelerate to pass this guy, and the pit boss comes out in the track and just gives me the motion to stop. The flag person puts out the red flag, and I went, "Holy shit!" Okay, well, and we just came to a slam stop right there at the start finish line, and I said, "What's the matter?" And he said, "Oh, we're gonna roll over in turn two." So, you know, it was one of the cars was on its roof, and it had gone over the front of one car, fishtailed, and the other one went over its hood and flipped and ended up on its roof. So, yeah, it was kind of one of those things. So there was a lot of things. It was a good day. It was a good day. My theory is any day that you can load your car on its own and go home is a good race day. Right. If you don't have to have a tow truck, pick it up and drop it on the trailer. You're doing okay. This one guy crashed his car twice, smashed it into the wall, broke its front spindle, right front spindle and CV joint. Worked all night, got it going, got a new spindle, got a new CV joint, put it together. First lap of the next race, crashed it into the wall, broke the same CV joint, broke the same spindle. So the next race, he borrowed a friend's car, and he's the one that put it on the roof. So that wasn't even his car that was on the roof.
Huh.
I just said, remind me not to lend you a vehicle.
You do have good insurance, right?
No, there's no insurance on race cars, buddy. You know that.
No, I'm not talking about the car. I'm not talking about the car.
Well, I am. The car is important.
Okay. You know, at your age, you could break a hip. You know that, eh?
Nah. I'm so strapped into that car, there's nothing's going to happen to me in there. I could be flipping and rolling all over the place, and I'll be just fine. Might get dizzy. Okay, so let's get on and talk some football. Are we done with that? Because I could talk race cars all night. I'm really excited about my racing career going on right now. And, yeah, I could talk. I could turn this podcast into a racing one right away. Just started a new Facebook group called Let's Talk Race Cars.
Okay.
No, I didn't actually, but that's beside the point. I did start a group called Merit Speedway 4-cylinder class. My race car is a little faster than everybody else's, and I just kind of try to be nice to them because it is a motorcycle engine and not a car.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 1,250cc motorcycle, so it goes like stink.
Wow. Well, your race car is faster than mine because I don't have a race car. So.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
You
Did
should
we
get
see
one.
What? Okay.
Oh, I was going to say, isn't this Jeff Bezos that's launched these two rockets into the space?
Oh, the Amazon guy, yeah.
Yeah, they look like big dildos.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's correct.
Did nobody look at the design of that and say, hey, maybe this isn't the best idea?
Well,
maybe
I like the
caption. Change this a little bit. We're going to get laughed at.
I like the caption on the picture. It says, oh, look, a giant dick is getting launched into space. Also a rocket. I think they're talking about Jeff Bezos inside it.
Yes, they are.
Is he in it? Did he go into space?
Yes, yeah. He did. That's a big thing a few days ago.
She went on a 10-minute
look what
space
I can
ride.
Do. What's that?
10-minute space ride. He went on a 10-minute space
yeah.
ride. That's what he did.
Well, good for him. It's something I haven't done.
He also came up with the technology to send up a payload and have the rocket back down and land. He landed it landed within 3 feet of dead center. That's interesting technology.
Yep.
I wish I had the money to do that kind of stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm a few dollars short of buying a rocket.
Well, I think
he probably used the profits from COVID, okay?
Yep.
Mexico sent up a really, really big contingency of firefighters, eh? Pretty impressed.
They did.
What, to fight the wildfires?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
I
these
heard
aren't,
that.
Yeah, these aren't firemen, these are firefighters, and there's a huge difference between a fireman and a firefighter. Okay.
They're two completely different things.
Two totally different concepts, yeah.
Okay.
Well, a fireman drives around in a red truck and plays with kids, right, and attends accidents and sometimes a fire. And when they do attend a fire, they stay on the outside and just kind of blast water into the house, okay, unless there's a person in there. And then they might actually go into the building where firefighters actually get in the fucking fire. And,
fair enough. Okay, I see what you mean.
And they fight the fire.
Right.
And I'm not knocking firemen in any way, shape, or form. They're extremely brave people, but firefighters are I have the ultimate respect for them. I was a smoke eater back in 1980-81, and scariest job I ever had. 100% respect for these men. They're doing something that most people couldn't dream of doing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk some football now, okay, because I think we've wasted half the show on fires and race cars. But, hey, two subjects are very close to my heart right now, so let's see what happens. Derek Dennis wants the Edmonton Elks to release or trade him. When are we going to have enough of this guy? Is this like a Johnny Manziel and all we hear about is Derek Dennis? Oh, my God. I mean, you know what? Signing in Edmonton was the biggest mistake he ever made. I mean, seriously, what could be so bad about signing in Edmonton? Don't let Phil answer this. But you know what I mean? I mean, what is so much difference about the Edmonton football team as any other football team? Why does he hate Edmonton so much?
Could he not get it? I don't know.
Does this make any sense to any of you? It's just
it
a putt.
It makes sense to me.
Why? Because you don't
have
like
you ever,
Edmonton. I understand that.
Have you ever been to Edmonton, Christopher?
Yes, I've been to Edmonton, right? It's not a nice town, but have you ever been to Regina
okay,
or Winnipeg? I'd rather be in Edmonton.
Stop talking for a bit. Have you ever been to Winnipeg?
Yes.
Okay. Those
and Regina.
Those cities are exactly alike, okay?
I would rather be in Edmonton than Winnipeg or Regina. So I don't see where he's got a bitch.
Yeah, but he played in Calgary, okay? So why I don't understand why he wants to be traded. Because he said he wasn't going to play this year. So what the fuck is he doing? Does he think that Calgary will sign him because we've had a rash of injuries on the offensive line? Is that what it's all about? I wonder.
I don't know. He's not going back
to
Calgary.
Who knows about him?
What was that?
Charles said, who knows with him, and I said,
I just said, who knows with him?
I just think his collection of his company that sells hip-hop clothing would do much better in Edmonton than it would in Regina. So, because I'm sure there's more hip-hop fans in Edmonton.
I regret signing with Edmonton. Now I have to deal with this bullshit.
What
bullshit?
I don't know. I've yet to see what the problem is. Nobody has stated that.
No, they have not.
The problem is that Derek Dennis is a head case. That's the problem. And have you noticed that if he plays anywhere other than Calgary, it just seems to go sideways?
I'm reading this article, and it says that he came to terms with the Edmonton Elk on a contract and would gladly honor that contract. Derek decided to retire on his own accord and is aware that the club would welcome him to Edmonton should he decide to return to football. He has elected not to play in 2021, but left the door open to a possible return in 2022. I'm humbly walking away for the time being, but I'm not officially retiring because there is a small chance I can play next season in 2022. What is this about?
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. No one's saying anything.
I'm just hoping the Elk to say, no, you know what? You want to play football? You're playing for us. We are not training.
Well, it depends on the length of the contract. No, he's retired, according to this article, which was posted.
Yeah. But, you know, he hasn't retired. He said he hasn't officially retired.
He hasn't officially retired, but he says he's not playing this season.
That's correct. So he's still under contract.
So suspend him and carry on. Move on. And just
yep.
And then the media has to just stop.
Yeah, but
ignore him.
But he says he wants to be traded or released.
Well, he's
so don't.
And if I'm Edmonton, I say too bad. That's your problem.
It's the Winnipeg Darian Durant thing all over again. Without the signing bonus, it's the attitude. And you know, oh, I'm gonna if I leave and I retire,
no,
then I can play for whoever I want.
This is not what happened to Darian Durant. Darian Durant signed a contract with a signing bonus for the sole purpose of putting the boots to Winnipeg. Okay? Derek Dennis hasn't done anything
it's
bad or malicious to Edmonton. So those two are not the same.
No, I'm just saying the attitude is. And they're both about the same level of player. But yeah, no, I just want Edmonton to suspend him and let him rot.
Yeah, just let him sit and sulk.
Because if he sits out another year and he comes back next year, there's no chance he's making a team for more than $60,000.
If that.
Yeah.
I mean, this ain't the first time he's popped off either, so.
No, it's not, and that's why we're just sick of him. He pops off at every opportunity, and he doesn't really say anything.
Will, how many years was he in Calgary?
When?
Four.
In Calgary. He was
Yeah, no, he's there more than that.
No, he was in Calgary for one, and then he won. Then he won the offensive lineman of the year, or whatever the fuck it's called. And of course, he signed in Saskatchewan, and then he sucked in Saskatchewan. Re-signed with Calgary. I think he's been in the league. I don't even think he's been in the league for 4 years.
Well, hang on.
Assistant
You know, it just said this. I just read it. I'm on the wrong article. I'm talking about Darrell Walker here. Okay, let's go back up here.
I did the same thing.
This is
Dennis spent four seasons
in
Calgary, left the city for one campaign with the Saskatchewan Roughriders, during which he was CFL's highest-paid American offensive lineman. He spent four seasons in Calgary.
Not according to his Wikipedia page.
He was in Calgary from 2015 to 2016, then 2018 to 2019.
That's 1 year, though. Isn't it?
No, it's not.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Every time you get 2 years together, that means two seasons because the entire CFL season is one in calendar year.
Yeah, and he's a three-time CFL West All-Star.
You can't be a three-time one if you only played 1 year.
Yeah. Yeah, in 2016, 2018, and 2019, he was a CFL All-Star.
Good Lord, he's played for a lot of football teams.
New York Guardians. XFL.
What the hell is team name?
I just clicked on that, and that says it's that was a practice team for the XFL. That wasn't even they weren't even a legit team. They were a practice team. That was weird.
Okay.
I mean, if you think about it, he's had quite a decent career. He just needs to shut up, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
he's
a three-time CFL All-Star. He was the CFL's most outstanding offensive lineman. And he was a Grey Cup champion in 2018. So, hey, come on.
All with Calgary.
Yeah. Because the
Saskatchewan,
you know,
I don't put on him. I don't really put Saskatchewan on him. That was Chris Jones. Remember, he moved him. Did he move him inside? I can't remember where he moved him to a different position, and it just didn't work. And he wouldn't move him off of it. So I won't put that year on him. But I just wish he'd shut up. I can't go on Twitter or any other social media because he's finally blocked me on all of them. He doesn't like the comments about cannon smoke.
Hey, can we just stop talking about him and move on?
Yep.
Charles, when Dennis was playing in Calgary,
they came into Winnipeg and it was super foggy. And he blamed the loss on the cannon smoke being in his eyes.
Oh, good grief.
In the meantime, it was fog. Yeah, let's move on.
We've had enough, Sky. Let's move on. And speaking of enough, Edmonton Elks have released veteran receiver Kenny Stafford. Okay, no one's surprised by this. Stafford really hasn't done much in the last couple of years. He's been a good receiver, but he's just a receiver. He's nothing really special. Is this a cousiner's thing of Jerron Carter? He's just been doing shit, and you know, he's old. And what is he, 34 years or something now, and younger, faster, cheaper? Move on. Sorry, it's time to retire. Opinion. Anybody else want to talk about him?
Well, I mean, like, he's a depreciating asset. I mean, Kenny Stafford, like Will says, receivers are a dime a dozen. And like we said, younger, faster, cheaper. And Kenny Stafford is none of those things. So he's past his best before date. 31 years old for a receiver is getting up there. And I'm not surprised. He's past his prime. And if you look at his career stats, they've been on the decline. So. And he never was a massive producer to begin with. His best year is 780 yards.
Yeah.
So that's not like blowing the doors off, and two touchdowns. So, yeah, so I'm not surprised, and I think his time is pretty much done.
Somebody may pick him up. It may not be over. I mean, you know, one good injury down and everything else, and you can – and you need a receiver, and there he is, right?
Don't be surprised if he ends up in Winnipeg again. Darvin Adams.
All right.
I do not want Stafford here by any shape or form, but it would make sense to bring in a veteran. I just hope to hell it's not him. If they're saying Adams is going to be out maybe a week or two, but it is Mike O'Shea. So... the interesting thing about Stafford is in the article, they quote whoever from the Elk saying that it was part of a culture problem. So obviously he didn't fit in with the team. And that's what happened when he was in the league. That's why they released him here.
I heard some rumors today that that Winnipeg's about to sign Jerron Carter.
Mm-hmm. And
I'd be okay with that.
Ken Stafford would make sense to have to be in.
Jerron Carter. Is that true that Winnipeg was looking at signing him?
Yes,
no.
I've heard that rumor. I've heard that rumor today.
You started that rumor, Domini.
A couple of times I've heard that rumor today. No, I've heard that a couple of times today. So, just saying. Okay? You never know.
I'd be okay with it. I'd be okay with it. It'd be fun.
But he is a free agent.
For a reason. He didn't exactly light the world on fire when he was here in BC in 2019.
Yeah, but Winnipeg has no light the world on fire wide receivers, so.
Well, that's true. He was always playing second fiddle to Brian Burnham.
Well, everybody plays second fiddle to Brian Burnham.
That's also true.
But when Brian Burnham's out there, we should be able to, it'd be easy for you to get open.
Yeah, and he didn't.
Well, it was easy, but the last time BC played a full season, they couldn't get anybody open because Mike Riley was laying on his back. So, just saying.
Michael Riley.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Michelle.
O'Reilly. whatever.
But yeah, no, this is the second straight team that Stafford has been released in training camp from.
That's right, because was it the Bombers that released
him?
It
might not be second straight, but it might be 2 years ago. Yeah, he was released in training camp in Winnipeg, too.
Yeah, because I noticed here it said that he was with the Bombers, but it said off-season or practice roster. He never actually played in any games.
He never dressed in the uniform. He dressed in a practice uniform. That's it. So.
Maybe he's just not a good training camp player. Lots of guys don't like training camp, so.
That's true, but.
I think he's another one that played for 12 teams since 2012. So 11 years, 12 teams.
But not all teams. It's not 12 different teams because we don't have 12 teams in the CFL.
12 professional teams.
It's in multiple leagues. It's not in just one league.
Oh, okay.
Like he played in the Arena League, and I think he played in the XFL, and
NFL.
He's been around for a while. NFL.
He tried out. Yeah, he tried out everywhere.
Okay.
Yep.
About important to me right now is Derek Dennis.
Which is none.
Moving on. And speaking of drug addicts, Andrew Harris will need another week before returning to practice with the Bombers. Another week. This is like O'Shea saying, okay, yeah, it's a lower body injury. That means that his neck is hurting. And it's not season-ending, but it could be. Meaning he needs another week. So we have no idea because Michael Shea does not tell the truth on anything. And I got to say that he's almost a blatant liar because he doesn't play the game of omission. He doesn't even beat around the bush. He just says, fuck off.
He completely ignores it, Christopher.
He doesn't care.
And on a quick sideline off the bat, how much longer are teams going to be allowed to do that if there's going to be single game betting?
That's coming up.
Yeah, is it ever? Nobody's going to do single game betting when you don't know who's playing.
I mean, it's coming up in this show. There's a story about that in the agenda.
Oh, isn't it? Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Spoiler alert. So is there more concern than what they're letting on with the Bombers? Mark, you're the one in Winnipeg. Is there concern around what Andrew Harris's injury is?
There's a fair bit of concern from a lot of people. But there's also a lot of people going, we've got two more than capable running backs already without him. I've come on record saying I wouldn't mind him being released. So I don't know how badly he's injured or what he did. It would be awesome to know. We're not going to find out. Hell, the Bombers haven't said what happened with Streveler yet. Streveler said what happened to him.
Mm-hmm.
The Bombers released the information. So, who the hell knows? I can see some of the logic in it, I guess, because with the shortened season and no exhibition games, look at the starters that are starting to drop again. There's more injuries again. So,
yeah.
Maybe that's why they're holding him out, because he is old. Hopefully he hasn't slipped on any needles or taken any bad supplements again. Cough, Andrew, where is that proof, please? I
think he hurt himself trying to get in shape, I guess. But I'm not worried if he doesn't play. I'm really not. Go ahead, Charles.
Hang on. I'm sorry, Charles. I just want to hear Mark say that again. You don't care if Andrew Harris plays? This is the only fucking reason you guys won the Grey Cup.
Chris Dervla is the reason we won the Grey Cup. And Zach Collaros is the reason we won the Western Final.
So, fuck.
And Andrew Harris, yes. But there is just as capable and, as John Huffnagel would say, far cheaper players behind him. Far younger and far cheaper. They can't release Andrew Harris. It just can't happen. If they release him, they'll get lynched. The fans here will lynch them. Andrew Harris is God in this town. He's always going to be. Which
He's
is why them. I have to play the foil. I have to play the bad guy with it because I'm sick of it. And I enjoy playing the bad guy on it. It's quite entertaining on some of the fanboy pages. And with our number one receiver going down, we may have to sign somebody with some money to get a good player in.
I've heard rumors that Daron Carter's going to Winnipeg.
Would I like to see Andrew Harrison play again? Of course
he,
I would.
And he might bring his cousin Stafford with him, so.
No, of course I'd love to see Andrew Harris in the backfield with Winnipeg. They're a better team with him on the field. That's pretty obvious. But I'm okay if he's not there either. The future is sitting in the backfield, and I don't want to lose these kids to Saskatchewan because they get a chance to start there. Go ahead.
I don't know if this is right.
You hope what's right?
I said I don't know if this is right.
Okay.
If what is right.
Never mind.
Okay.
They say that they brought a 4,000-year-old woolly mammoth back to life.
I don't think any of us was expecting him to say that.
And where is he living? In the northern mountains of BC with Sasquatch?
No, it's in Siberia. He's been in the permafrost. They dug him out in 2011, and they've been doing CPR on him since then.
That's a lot of chest compressions.
Yep.
That was a weird one. Okay. Moving on to something.
We went from Andrew Harris to a woolly mammoth.
Well, you can tell that I'm really excited about Andrew Harris. I'm not.
Apparently.
Yeah, it's time for him to go away. He's right up there with Kenny Stafford with me. At least Kenny Stafford didn't get caught cheating. Andrew Harris needed another week. Thank you, Mike O'Shea, for that awesome information. CFLPA forces league to cancel Bombers practice due to poor air quality from forest fires. Interesting.
Interesting.
I think
this is a slow news day. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. It's like, hello, Captain Obvious. How's the smoke situation in Calgary? Will, are you guys, is a little smoky over there? Or are you good? What?
Yes, it sucks.
Okay.
My wife is my wife is not very happy because she can't go outside right now and work in the yard. So
yeah, it's hard to breathe. I understand that. So,
yeah,
okay, BC Lions are having problems with the smoke. Calgary Stampeders are having problems with the smoke. I know Edmonton is. I'm sure Regina is as well. But the CFLPA says the Bombers can't practice.
Is it that much worse than Winnipeg?
It can't be.
I mean, literally the Lions training camp is surrounded by fire. And that's not an exaggeration.
Oh, no, it's not. The Sparks Lake Fire, I mean, I got one of the people live with us. She came up here, stayed one night, and then she's gone off fighting forest fires because she's a fire coordination specialist. And she said that the minute that she got there, the first hour, they were on complete retreat, and they had to move the helipad. And the helipad is moved so far in the rear so that they never have to move it. And this thing had jumped over the fire breaks that they had just spent a week putting in place. And it just walked right over them. So this thing is like 70,000 hectares and out of control. And it's burning to the northwest of Kamloops. It's not Kamloops is not in danger because of this fire, because forest fires in BC burn north. Okay, the wind takes them north. So this is going parallel to Kamloops sort of thing, but heading north. And, it's absolutely ridiculous. And, the smoke is just, it's hardly. So, yeah.
And
so
why is it so bad?
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, if it's so bad, why does the CFLPA have to tell them to cancel it? If it's that bad, shouldn't the Bombers just be canceling it to begin with? If it really is that bad? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't understand how one city can be worse than the others. I'm sorry, Mark, I don't know what the fire situation is in Manitoba, but it cannot be as bad as the fire situation in BC. It simply can't. I mean, we're losing towns, and I haven't heard that happening anywhere else.
Do you guys have a lot of fires in Winnipeg, Mark? Hello?
Did we lose Mark?
I don't know.
We lost Mark?
Not much.
He's still on the board. He's probably got his mic muted, and then he doesn't know how to...
I do. I have it muted. It is that bad here, or was for one day. The air quality index, the players cannot play anything over 7. It was at 10. Within a 3-hour drive of Winnipeg, 4-hour drive of Winnipeg, there's over 70 fires right now. The wind blew all the smoke straight into the city, and then it sat here. There was no wind. You couldn't see more than 25, 30 feet.
How many fires are there in Manitoba? How many fires?
130. Christopher,
oh, we've got
Manitoba fits into Victoria.
Right now.
Yeah, Manitoba fits into what part of BC? The southern corner?
And you don't even have any trees there, man. It's like grass fires.
Oh, hell no. Where it's burning up north, it's full evergreen forest. Trust me, my cabin, that picture I put up earlier, sitting on my dock, it's about, maybe 300 yards to the other side of the lake. You can't see the tree line. That was one of the worst days there. It got twice as bad in Winnipeg. It was insane for one day. And the Bombers hadn't even been on the field.
So BC is the one that's weird. Never mind the air quality index. There's fires all around them. Well,
yeah.
We should keep our practice this year.
Well, the thing is, I've seen, like, the video from Lions training camp, and it's not the air. It doesn't look super smoky. It looks relatively clear, which I was actually stunned at.
Yeah.
Well, because, like you said, they are, I guess it's like CJ said, that all the smoke seems to go north.
Well, it doesn't, it's not going north. It Campbell is smoky. I was there on Monday. It was pretty bad. Okay? And I was not happy there. It wasn't as bad as it could have been or has been. But it was definitely not friendly. I don't know. Okay. Moving on. CFLPA, again, what are something? CFLPA leadership says tragic Achilles tears shouldn't be happening as they are what is the reason for so many.
What? Oh, God, what am I writing now?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what you're saying here,
Charles.
Shouldn't
be happening as they are. Shouldn't be happening as they are. There should be a quote there to end the quote. It said the CFL's PA leadership says tragic Achilles tears shouldn't be happening as they are. What is the reason for so many? Shouldn't we have a comma there?
Okay, there should, yeah. Some type of punctuation is missing.
It's my crappy grammar, that's all.
It's kind of like one of those put the comma in, let's eat grandma, or let's eat grandma.
Yeah, pretty much.
Let's eat grandma. Doesn't sound good. Okay.
So what is the reason for them?
We went through a series of Achilles injuries a couple of years ago, right? And one of the things that they just said is that they're just not warming up properly before they start doing stressful exercises.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be. I mean, I've blown my Achilles, and it is absolutely brutally painful. But I broke my ankle at the same time, so it's for me to justify warming up properly. I fell off some scaffolding. So, yeah.
I personally think it's because players are in too good of shape all the time. They never get a break anymore. You see more and more of them all the time. So
they're in too good of shape, in other words, and they don't get enough downtime to relax.
You know what they say. I mean, too much of one thing is not good either. So
yeah, no matter what it is.
Yeah, it's just my theory, but I don't think you had these a long time ago, to be honest with you. So,
well, certainly not to the extent that we've seen this year.
Right. Well, not only this year, but in a couple of years past, I think that it's the constant being in shape, and they're working on these things all the time, and I think they get weak, and they break. That simple.
Mm-hmm.
So.
It kind of makes sense.
Yep.
It's twofold. And one is they're in too good a shape. I don't disagree with what Will's saying is that there's no downtime. But if there was no downtime, if that was the reason, then hockey players would be, like, worse. Because they get no downtime. I mean, they're literally playing
hockey
from August to June, and you know, they get a month and a half off, and what do they do during that time? Do they, you know, relax?
They work out.
They're working out. So you would have, I'm not going to say you're going to have Achilles injuries, because I don't think that happens with a skate on, but you'd have a lot of other injuries. I think it is more to do with the physical activity that football players do in their workout regime, and they get their bodies so tight, so hard, so ripped that it doesn't have the flexibility, the give that they would normally have, right? I mean, a long time ago, training camp was to get shape for the season, because you did call all off season, right? You went to work wherever and what else, and then you came back and oh, okay, I got to go get ready for the season, so I'll go to training camp and get in shape. Well, now they're in shape before the end of the season, and it doesn't change, and they continually work out hard all off season, and their bodies are ripped. I mean, I've never seen football players look like this. Usually they're fat beer drinking guys and scarfing steaks back and stuff, and these guys, now they don't put meat in their body, and they don't do this. They're doing protein shakes, and they're doing, and like Andrew Harris, they're doing steroids, and you know, it's just like, come on, it's not the same.
Yeah, I think that's got a lot to do with the do.
Right? I
and,
mean, there's
I think some guys are guilty
shape.
Of going too fast or too fast too quickly and not taking, not getting in the proper shape. There's being in shape and there's being in playing shape. Those are two different things.
Yeah.
Especially with a lot of these guys that have been off for a year and a half.
That's the big thing.
Yeah.
Add on all they've been doing for a year and a half is working out. So it all leads all back into the same thing. Gone are the days of the off season. You're sitting in the bar drinking free beer that the fans give you in the bars. You get free beer all the time. Not anymore. You can't. These guys are struggling to improve their speed by a hundredth of a second. It's just insane.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's why you see so many of them all retire young now. If they're not making the billions in the NFL, they're playing for a few years, and before their body completely breaks down, they're getting out. They just go too hard. Go ahead.
So here's the thing. Is this on the player or is it on the team?
Both. But you'll never have a player tell a team I'm working out too hard or anything, that where a team to tell a player to take it easy. And no. The player's just going to do
it. That's true.
In the smaller contracts, you need whatever you can get, right?
So. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's
hell, look at all the old men that are from the CFL that are in the Arena League this year. Although Manny's petitioning for a CFL job.
Manny, I can.
Yeah, he's put out a couple of tweets on any teams with receiver injuries basically need me.
Maybe.
And we were saying Kenny Stafford is too old.
Yeah, but Kenny Stafford was never really any good. Manny was.
No. True, but Manny really has slowed down in the last few days, season.
Yes, and you ask any Ryder fan about G. Roy Simon, and he was the greatest. He caught two great TD passes in the Grey Cup.
He was
right?
Finished when he went to the Riders.
We know, We know that. He was terrible all year, but he caught two TDs in the Grey Cup game to help the Riders win. And it was just like a miraculous. He was like the sixth on the depth chart. So Manny could come in and play, you know, designated decoy. I wouldn't rule him out.
Yeah, especially if they need like an injury replacement or something like that.
I mean, if he's willing to work for a veteran's minimum wage of what is it, $80,000, then I'm sure a team would pick him up. Because if you had a choice right now between Kenny Stafford and Manuel Arsenal, who would you take?
All things being equal, I'd probably still take Manny Arsenal because he's had the success in the past that Stafford hasn't had and the experience.
Yeah. And he'd be good in a locker room because he was
right.
good in the locker room.
Anyway.
Yeah. Manny at 75% is still better than Ken Stafford ever was. I don't know.
Okay. Okay. Bored with these subjects. They're not really that interesting. I'm not picking on you, Charles. It's just like they're just not interesting. They're not. They're not creating controversy.
It's funny. The teams are back on the field, but I'm going through all the articles and stuff like that. I'm like, what is there really interest? I mean, you can only talk so much about training camp, and there were a bunch of cuts, but most of the guys were guys we would expect to be cut. So,
okay. So here's your next segment here. It says, with more detailed injury reports, CFL takes first necessary steps towards increasing transparency. What more detailed injury reports?
Basically, the article is like that the CFL is going to adopt detailed injury reports, and this all has to do with now the single game betting, that the CFL, because of that, is going to have to much more detailed injury reports. They can't just be vague about the injuries because people are now putting money on this stuff. So they're saying that the CFL is going to need to be a lot more transparent when it comes to injuries because of that.
And the cone of silence has to end week one of the season.
Oh, so that, this doesn't apply during training camp right now then?
No, which explains
no.
the show.
Okay. So you would think that Michael O'Shea or Michelle O'Shea or whatever he wishes to be called. would be like practicing. Getting better at this. Do you know what I mean? Trying to expand his awareness or the situation there. No, he seems to be playing by the old rules. So when the season comes, he's going to get blindsided by this, or he's going to play the same injury game, and then nobody's going to bet on Winnipeg or on Winnipeg games. I don't know. William, are you still alive? You didn't have a stunner up or anything like that, did you?
You might be on mute.
Well, we know he's on mute.
Or he's just not talking to us.
So he doesn't talk
to us
anymore.
Hear him.
I don't know if he's still there or not.
Maybe he's having enough.
Well, he is old.
I don't know. I'm sure he'll appear eventually.
I just can't believe O'Shea is going to be even able to say what a player's injury is. I just don't see it. That goes against everything with him. It'll be entertaining, but I want to hear him actually be on it.
Maybe somebody else is going to have to do it.
Yeah. Well, you know what? All they have to say is upper body. Don't they really only have to say upper body? That's what the NHL does. It's upper body, lower body. You know, when the guy gets a concussion, he's going to be out for 6 months, they say it's an upper body injury.
That's still more detail than O'Shea normally gives. He flat out lies and says something completely different.
Yeah, but got to look at the tape.
Isn't it in the NHL now, isn't it upper body, lower body, and gay? Just asking, because I thought I heard that announcement yesterday, didn't I?
Oh,
million. Well, let's just get off the track here for a minute, okay? How many of you guys care if there's gay people in the NHL? Do you really give a shit?
No.
Honestly.
Well, this is off track, all right.
Honestly, do you really give a shit?
No.
Okay. So
why would it matter?
To me, I don't care at all about. To me, I don't really care about the players' lives. Period. No matter what they are.
I mean, if Wayne Gretzky had been gay, would there be an asterisk by his name? The greatest gay hockey player of all time. Okay, like
William.
Yes,
William. Go on the TSN page, or go on the kids' Twitter page. And see the utter hate that's being spewed at him.
Mm-hmm.
At what?
It's ridiculous.
Because he's
gay. There's a lot of us that don't care, but there's a lot of people who, let's just say, they're really showing what the United States and a lot of Western Canada is all about. Oh. It's ridiculous.
Okay. Idiot.
There's death threats.
Really?
It's ridiculous. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
He's not kidding.
It's white supremacist hate.
Wow.
MAGA and Western Canada are having a field day.
Wow.
That's why he did what he did. He came out. He's the first openly gay player. It's huge in that side of it. The racist stuff that's flowing, bigotry, is just proof that he needed to do it.
I'm concerned.
I'm confused. Why did he need to do it?
It's the youth of today, the ones that have grown up on social media.
Oh, my Lord. Okay.
That's why he did it. I agree with you. I don't give a flying fuck if you're gay or not. It doesn't matter to me. Great hockey player. Okay, cool. Whatever.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people it matters to for the wrong reason.
Well, the world is fucked. You know that? The world is fucked.
100%.
Right now, the world's on fire, but okay.
Yeah,
so just BC and Saskatchewan.
Or you're in Europe, it's underwater.
Yeah, that's the other thing. It's a big flooding in Europe, all over Europe.
Yeah. North America's on fire, Europe's underwater.
Well, maybe if we keep on talking about those things, we won't hear about COVID anymore.
It's already taking over from COVID. It's taking over already.
Yeah.
Me either.
The world's gone to hell in a handbag.
Yeah, it's not going to get any better.
No, it's not. You know, it's like people are saying, well, what do we need to do about it? I mean, you got somewhere there has to be something that we can do about it. And what is the problem? You can't do anything because, hey, we're like, most of us are Canadians here. All of us here are Canadians, but not everybody that we live to. But Canadians, as a rule, are pretty fucking apathetic.
They don't do anything. They don't want to ruffle the feathers. They just want, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to hurt your feelings. No, you didn't hurt my feelings, you dumb shit. I didn't have any feelings. I don't know. What can we do about the world, Will? I mean, football's boring right now, so let's talk about correcting the universe.
You know what? You did put two things on Facebook this week that I thought were quite cool.
Okay.
I usually don't like the shit you put on Facebook, but this week you put oh my God, let me find it now because I thought they were quite good.
One day the people you ridiculed and dismissed as conspiracy theorists were friends and family members who loved you enough to tell you the truth.
Yes. The other one was the political correctness is a doctrine. That was another good one.
Fostered by a delusional, illogical minority and rapidly promoted by an unscrupulous mainstream media, which holds forth the proposition that it's entirely possible to pick up a piece of shit by the clean end.
Correct. I really like that one, too. Okay? So, and they both go towards the world is turning into shit right now. So,
yeah.
So, you know.
Did you like the one that says Mustangs? Because no one ever said, "Damn, that's a nice Prius."
Right.
I like that one.
Okay. So I was arguing with somebody the other day, and they were talking about how bad the world's got to be with the carbon levels and everything else, and that we need to do something about this and everything else. And my comment to them was, "Well, you know, we are carbon-based beings. So carbon's not really a bad thing." And the guy's response was, "Yeah, but we're 97% water, but we can still drown." And I go, that's a very good counter argument. So I have a question. If they up the tax on drinking water, will there be less drownings?
Huh. That's actually a really good comeback for that.
You know? Yeah. Because personally, I don't see how it makes any sense, but yeah.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of things that don't make sense. The world is a fucked up place. It's that simple. That's why I'm looking so forward to some football so I can disappear for a while from the world and just watch football like I've always done. Okay? It's been my release for many, many years.
Hmm.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's not going to get better. I mean, I've been wondering. I saw the perfect line online the other day about I really get annoyed, quite truthfully, at people who ask me if I've been vaccinated. Okay? I think it's a very annoying question, and it's a very personal question. And I haven't quite figured out until the other day how I should answer that.
Okay.
So the other day, someone walked up to me at the gym, and they're one of the regular people at the gym that I see all the time, and I tend not to talk to people because I have my headphones on, but because this guy came over, I took my headphones out, and he said, "So, have you been vaccinated yet?" And my reply was, "Are you ready
to get the fuck away from me?"
No. My reply was, "Do you like anal?" Completely shut him down. Didn't say a thing. Just walked away. Okay?
Well,
in other words, fuck off and don't ask me that question.
It's none of your goddamn business.
That's correct. It's none of your business. But, asshole, I'm still wiping off the gym equipment when I'm finished with it, which I noticed you're not. So I guess you must be vaccinated and you have this false sense of security or something.
Yeah.
You, and
that's a fact.
Pig. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, I'm just fed up with the whole thing. So that's all I can say. And I hope people, if I do get to go to Stampeder games, will not ask me that question.
Well, yeah, I'm kind of hoping that's the correct statement.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see.
Okay.
Anyways.
Do you have any more football to talk about?
No.
What's on the agenda, Charles? Come on. What's left?
CFL team made first round cuts. Any surprises?
No. They're all noble.
I went down the list and no. Kenny Stafford's
like,
the biggest name.
Who the fuck are these guys?
Kenny Stafford's the big release so far.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Rodney Smith.
Oh, here's
former
a good one.
Receiver.
Okay, here's a good one.
That
Let's
thing actually could
one.
Be interesting, an interesting pickup for somebody.
I've got an interesting question to ask Mark. Okay. Bomber signed kicker Tyler Kapinga, or whatever the hell his name is. Did they give him $200,000? Did they give him $200,000?
No, we don't sign crappy kickers for that much.
Oh, okay. Just ask him.
I've got a feeling they brought him in to help the new kid.
Okay. Correct me if I'm wrong.
They were hoping
that Block
would stay one more year.
Did he play for Saskatchewan last?
I believe he did, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Tyler Krapina. He's a crappy kicker. No, I'm just kidding. But his name literally has the word crap in it.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he might have been with Toronto. Yeah.
Was he with Toronto? I thought he...
Yeah.
Okay, he has played for Saskatchewan before, but...
Yeah, no, he started with Saskatchewan and then he moved over there.
Right. Okay. I'm sure he'll do just as good as Medlock.
Yeah, as much as Will hates kickers, in a three-down game, kickers are on the field a lot. And
it's true.
I'd rather they didn't go with just one kicker and he's a complete rookie out of college. But
you'd
I don't
rather they did or didn't?
No, I'd rather they didn't go with a raw rookie out of college. No way.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree.
That can backfire pretty bad.
That. Yep.
Well, look at BC for that little while where they had these punters that could hit 75-yard punts. But then the field goal kickers.
Couldn't kick a field goal.
Yeah.
Who was that one? We had that one kicker that could boom punts, but just couldn't kick field goals. Was it Ty Long? I guess it was Ty Long.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Who could just, he could hit an 80-yard punt, but he'd have trouble making a 20-yard field goal.
And yes, Will, they're
only
kickers.
Then he went to the NFL for a while.
Well, because he went on the punting, not on the field goal game.
Right.
You know, we've just spent too many minutes talking about
this. I was waiting for that. Yeah.
What, you don't like talking about? No, you don't.
Well,
no,
I'm thinking if we wanted him back in the league, we could probably bring Marcus Crandall back as a kicker.
Yeah.
Right? Did Christopher go away, or is he just ignoring us now?
I don't know.
I'm ignoring you.
He doesn't want to talk about kickers.
I mean, he just wants to talk about green race cars, okay? Come on.
No, actually, I did leave. I put the headphones down and went outside. I was trying to figure out why there was a truck running in my yard here, and I thought everybody would go on to bed. But my son-in-law was over in the shop, and, like, it's a long story, and I'm trying to make it short, but my truck that I've had since 2002, the engine blew up on it, and I bought another engine a couple weeks ago, and I had it sitting on a pallet over by the workshop. And over the last few days, Mark has decided that he'd swap motors. Well, he just drove my old truck up to the yard here, and I went, well, kind of cool. I mean, it's missing a few pieces, but at least it's running. And so, like, Betsy rises from the dead again, so I'm kind of happy about this. So I went to see it. So, and then you guys changed subject because the first round of cuts went by, and there is no surprise. Who cares? They're just a bunch of nobodies, mostly. And you guys moved on to the Bomber signing kicker Tyler Carpentier.
Yep.
And who cares?
Yep. I could talk about since we're talking about broken car stories, okay, on Monday morning, and I shouldn't share this with people, but I will anyway. On Monday morning, Will went to Phil for his first ever colonoscopy.
Okay. Oh yeah, how did that go? Everything come out okay?
It worked his way out in the end, buddy. Anyways. We pulled into the parking lot at the hospital, and Patty's car blew up, okay?
Your car did?
It blew up.
Patty's car blew up, okay?
Oh, Patty's car blew up.
Yes, her timing chain went, okay?
Oh, no. You're supposed to change those.
Just as we got into the parking lot of the hospital, and I looked at her, and I said, honey, okay, you have 2.5 hours to phone Car Salon, get a tow truck, and find us a ride home. I'll see you later. And I got out of the car and walked into the hospital. And I said, do you want to trade places with me? And she said, no. So, and I came out,
Find
two, and
ride,
later, came out 2.5 hours later. Everything was set. We went home. So it was pretty cool. So
what was fixed?
Nothing was fixed. We got a tow truck to tow it to Car Salon to fix it. And we're still waiting for the parts.
Okay. So, and how did she get you home?
My neighbor across the street came and picked us up.
Okay.
So, well, that was nice of him.
Yeah, her. Nice of her.
Her?
So, yeah. And as far as the other thing goes, Christopher, I guess they don't completely put you out anymore because they were hurting too many people. And
I never got put out. And I did it like 30 years ago.
And apparently I've got a very twisty intestine. And within the first 4 minutes after they gave me some drugs to relax me, I apparently looked at the doctor and I said, that really fucking hurts. And they gave me more drugs and I don't remember anything else after that. So.
Okay. I guess it worked, eh?
I guess it worked. And then I remember coming home, and then I remember waking up at 7:30 that night. So,
are you okay, Charles? Are you laughing your head off? Are you sneezing?
I'm laughing a little bit.
Charles is laughing. Charles is laughing because, you know, it's pretty funny.
Yeah, I remember having a very painful, bloated stomach. I never experienced that before, so I'm not happy with that.
Yeah.
Water bottle.
Well,
And my wife looked at me and said that, now you know what it's like to be a woman. What? And I said, full of hot air. And that
the
didn't
thing
go
I discovered
well.
at 4 o'clock Monday morning is I thought Niagara Falls was in Ontario, okay?
Yeah, I told you that. I told you that. I told you
yes,
that.
You did.
I said, don't get too far away from the potty.
No, sir.
Yeah.
It was titillating, to say the least.
Oh, my God, this talk.
That people want to
do. We chill out for an hour. What are we going to do for an hour?
We just call the end of the show and be done with it?
Yeah, I'm thinking that might be a good idea because I'm getting tired. I'm going to bed. Because I don't want to talk about
we got one segment left.
30 minutes.
We got one segment left, and I hate the subject. How CFL attendance has changed over the past 50 years, particularly in the large markets.
It's gone down.
It's but gone down.
Is that a question?
No, I don't know. I don't know what we're going to say to discuss it.
Probably wondering why it's gone down, I think.
Lack of interest?
There you go.
Possibly.
People don't know what good football is. There's too many soccer fans in the world. There's too many immigrants in Canada. Whoops, did I say that? Sorry, didn't mean to say that.
No, just the big cities. Just the big cities.
Just
that's
the big
what...
cities, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, my daughter-in-law has actually convinced my grandson that soccer is a sport.
No.
Yeah.
There's no such thing, is there?
And my 7-year-old grandson runs like he's 250 pounds, and I'm like, he's a perfect football player, okay? Come on.
That's a good offensive lineman.
This kid should be running into things. He shouldn't be kicking a fucking ball. Just saying.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, he's already got that one Neanderthal eyebrow across his forehead. That's an offensive lineman, man. Come on.
Yeah. Give him something to hit.
Absolutely. But he could get hurt. And it's like, you know what? You could hit that kid with a baseball bat and he would get hurt. Okay, so.
Well, a lot of things happen.
Yeah.
What are you doing here? Trying to figure out what markers doctors and nurses are still putting their health at risk. For a year now, this clown former player keeps making clown comments. John Chick.
John Chick made the comments.
Yeah, I'm just...
It's basically John Chick popping off.
You know, there are certain things that I believe in, and there are certain things that I don't believe in. And sometimes it's better not to talk about it because the majority of people out there don't believe the same way that I do. And sometimes it's just better not to say anything because it's too much of a hassle anymore. I mean, whether it's 9/11, whether it's carbon tax, whether it's political parties, whether it's the conspiracy to take over the world, all of these things that are going on right now, and people are so comfortable in their little homes towards doing anything about protecting their rights and freedom, they're happy to just follow along like sheeple. You can't wake them up. And it doesn't matter what you do. And you need to stop doing stuff like this because it's not going to do any good.
You're not going to change anyone's mind. No one else is going to change anyone's mind. It's just, it's really not worth it.
No, it is not.
No. No, because it's... It, yeah. I don't know.
And there's too many hotheads on social media right now, and everything just turns into a giant argument, and nobody gets anywhere with anything, so it's what's the point?
There isn't one. Right, there are certain things that you can do, and certain things you can't. So, you cannot convince somebody that they're wrong because they don't believe that, or they wouldn't have the opinion that they do to start with. I mean, even on this podcast, there's four of us, And we're split 50-50 on the concept of things. And there's nothing that either of us could say that would change our minds. And
right.
They consider ourselves, you know, fairly decent friends in that aspect of things. And me calling you guys a bunch of idiots for doing what you did doesn't do anybody any good.
Mm-hmm.
And neither one of us pay attention to it anyway.
That's true.
So, you know, there's not much you can do about it.
Don't bother with it. Yep.
The four of us are also mature enough that we can have a discussion and not call each other fucking idiots, okay?
Right.
Yep.
Can
there's
we do that?
Nothing wrong with disagreeing.
That's right. There's nothing wrong with disagreeing. Everybody can have their own opinion.
Yeah.
And just because someone disagrees with you, you don't have to start calling them names and insulting and threatening them. I don't know why that's become such commonplace nowadays, and it's ridiculous. And it's why a lot of people just stop going on – it's why a lot of people stop going on social media now, because they don't want to put up with it anymore.
That is correct.
It's all part of the liberal agenda, so you just have to figure it out. It's just easier to label somebody with something – than it is to actually come up with a valid argument against them. Jonathan Pye, do you remember, do you know who Jonathan Pye is?
No.
He's a Brit who is a news reporter in America. And he did a rant the day after Donald Trump was elected. And it's absolutely fabulous. And you kind of have to see him do it to understand. But if you actually are prepared to listen to him, it's very enlightening because he's 100% right. And he just goes off on the fact that Donald Trump was elected because of him, because what he did was wrong. And it's because he didn't engage in a conversation. He just called people names, and they just shut up. And then they spoke really loudly in the voting booth. So, I don't know. I'm going to find it for you and let you I'll post it. You guys can watch it. This is Trump rant.
But no, it is quite amazing where people, I mean, I'm getting so sick and tired of people calling me a conspiracy theorist since I didn't get vaccinated. It's a little annoying, and it's got nothing to do with conspiracy in my mind.
No.
Okay, but they can't. They don't believe me. They believe that I think people are injecting me with tracking devices. Well, and I can say to them, if you own a cell phone, you're being tracked anyways. So
you already have a tracking device.
Yeah, okay. I'm not against vaccines because I believe it's altering my DNA. I'm not against.
No.
I'm against vaccines in general. Okay, for the most part, never mind this one. Okay, and I'm not against this vaccine because it's going to change my DNA, or it's going to track me, or it's going to make me sterilized, or it's going to do any of these stupid things, which is, God knows, I have no idea whether or not they're capable of doing that technology, okay, and whether or not it's actually part of it. I don't care. I'm doing it because I don't believe that the human body needs that vaccine. Flu shots don't work. This was something was created in 9 months. I don't trust it. I don't trust the MMR vaccine, and I didn't to my children 30 years ago. 30 years ago, I was against vaccines. That doesn't make me an anti-vaxxer. Just means that I don't believe that they're doing the proper research and the proper testing on these vaccines. How can you believe in something if the government creates laws that prevents people from suing the pharmaceutical industry over vaccination accidents? Why would the government do that? You know, those are questions I believe are real. Not whether or not the vaccine's any good. It's why these people, why these companies need protection by the government. Okay? Why did the government set up a vaccine injury fund and fund it with $4 billion? And I don't think that's enough money in there. And we're talking about the American government right now, not the Canadian government, because they're so apathetic. They're as bad as the people. So, you know, and you guys are welcome to do what you want. You've already done what you wanted. But I don't think my DNA is going to be altered if I take the vaccine. I don't think I'm going to grow hair out of my nose or you know, out of my left eyeball or anything like that. It's just not who I am. I don't believe in that. I just don't believe there was proper research done. They can't do it. They haven't even fixed the HIV virus yet, and yet they think that they can solve this one in a couple of days. I mean, personally, I did you see the rant, or not the rant, but the Senator Paul Rand calling out Doc Fauci in the Senate committee? Where Fauci lied to Congress and should be thrown in jail, and he's walking around as right now as the person chief medical guy in the United States, and he's lying to the people, and he got proved it, and nothing's happened to him. I can't believe that's happening. So.
It was quite interesting because I told you guys about the reaction my wife had to the vaccine. Okay, so 2 months after she has this reaction, Alberta Health Services calls her on a Sunday, and she's on the phone with them for almost an hour. Okay, they're asking her all kinds of questions. What happened, yada-da, 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 yada-da. And the last couple of questions were, okay, so she obviously had an allergic reaction. And
yes.
During the conversation, she's told them what else she's allergic to. And at the end of the conversation, they're like, now you're sure before that happened you weren't around dogs or you weren't cooking something you weren't supposed to that you're allergic to. And it's fucked. It had nothing to do with anything except she had an allergic reaction to your fucking vaccine, period.
Yeah, they're trying to blame it on something else.
Right. And so she basically told them there's no hope in hell that she's going to take a second vaccine. And the woman said, well, I will talk to the higher-ups, and we will get back to you on that. And they were supposed to get back to her within 3 days. It's been 2 weeks now, and nobody's called her back. So, I don't know, man.
I'm shocked.
I'm not shocked, but so I don't get it, but that's okay. That's okay. Yeah. So the question is
back to the CFL for a second.
Yeah.
It looks like the Bombers are close to selling out for the home opener. 11 sections left that have 100 plus tickets, and most sections are sold out.
Well, of course they're going to be sold out. They didn't get a chance to celebrate the Grey Cup win.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's why. Who do they play the first game? Is it Hamilton?
Hamilton.
Oh,
Grey
okay.
Cup rematch.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
That could also motivate Hamilton to win that game after seeing that.
Of course.
Well, unless they're practicing the victory formation again.
We'll see. I'm looking so forward to that first football game. Holy fuck.
2 weeks from tomorrow.
Is that the first game or not, Mark?
It is the first game.
Oh,
yep.
It is.
It's the Thursday night football game, 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Cool.
In fact, the first week is one football every game. One game Thursday, one game Friday, one game Saturday, one game on Sunday.
And I'm scared to death that Toronto's going to come into Calgary and beat the Stampeders. Because they have so many good players, and they have so many ex-Stampeders, okay? And they have so many ex-Stampeder coaches and quarterbacks, and it'll be interesting.
One thing that could be interesting before the Bomber game is, and I'm not going to say the guy's name or anything like that, but he's a local anti-vaxxer, and he's planning. The one problem with getting to Winnipeg, the stadium, is there's two ways in and out. That's it. So they're going to get people to block the entrances. Yeah. To the, like the turns to where you would go in. They're going to get people to block the roads at an anti-vax protest.
That's just
going
to invite trouble.
Well, you know what football fans are like. We all know what football fans are like.
Yeah,
these guys are
getting tough. They'll be pissed.
I could just see some anti-vaxxer walking out into the middle of Pembina Highway with his signs and blocking somebody. And the guy just not stopping and just slowly move them out of the way. Yep. It's football.
Make sure you have your phone out, Mark, and take lots of video.
Thankfully, I have a 9-minute walk and I don't go anywhere near it, but we might have to.
Yeah,
it's also going to be interesting to see how long it takes to get into the stadium.
Yeah, that's true too.
You have to show your proof of vaccine, which is on your phone. And then you have to show your ID so that it matches up. And then you go to the next line to show your ticket to get into the game.
You see, yeah,
so
again, yeah, it's going to take some time.
Oh, yeah.
You see, because we didn't know there was going to be a season this year, the Stampeders have gone totally digital. Is it the same in Winnipeg?
Yeah. Yeah, there's no more paper tickets. There's no more cash in the stadium.
It's no, there's no cash in Calgary. There's no cash in Calgary either.
Yep.
Yeah.
So.
I don't mind that, though, because I don't like carrying around cash. I'd much rather pay with a card or something like that. Cash is annoying to me. And then you get change. You got to put the change in your pocket.
Excuse me?
What?
What is this subject? We're talking about cash and not using it anymore?
In the stadium. Stadiums are going away from cash. I'll bet you it's a CFL-wide thing. Charles, you might want to look up into that. It might be CFL-wide.
Could be.
COVID regulation.
This might sound funny to you guys, but I don't have a bank account. If I don't have cash in my pocket to buy something, I don't buy it. I don't care where I am, what I'm doing. If I don't have cash in my pocket, I don't buy it. Sometimes I have $2,000, $3,000, or $4,000 cash in my pocket because I'm buying something that I want, that I need that. I don't own a credit card. I don't have a debit card. I don't have anything like that. I don't have a bank account.
You wouldn't be able to go to a football game.
But not going anyways.
Well, you'd be able to go. You just wouldn't be able to buy anything.
I'm not going to a football game because I don't like crowds anymore, and I like them less now than I did before.
I was going to say, you never like
crowds.
Bullshit.
It's illegal. It's illegal in Canada to refuse cash. It's illegal. Okay? It is.
Not if it's COVID health regulations.
The state of emergency on COVID has been rescinded. They cannot do that
not
anymore.
Not by the province. By the federal government. Manitoba is still under a local state of emergency.
But Manitoba cannot overrule the Supreme Court of Canada, regardless of how they want to or what they do. Jason Kenney has tried that in Alberta and failed miserably. You cannot do it. Okay, it is discrimination. You cannot refuse cash. It is public tender.
So
can't do it.
Doing it at the state.
They're doing it in Calgary. Okay.
Walmart tried it. Okay, Walmart tried to refuse cash, and the guy called the cops. The cops came there and said, "What's going on?" And he goes, "I'm walking out the door with the things that I have bought. I have the money here. They're refusing to take it." And he stated the law, and the cop looked at him and hit the manager from Walmart and said, "Your call, but he's leaving." They took his cash.
You're doing it in Calgary, too, so Kenny won that one.
You can't do it.
So
you cannot refuse taking cash. It's legal tender.
Okay, so what is your reason behind that, Christopher?
I'm sorry?
What's your reasoning behind just using cash yourself, personally? What's the reason?
I don't have a bank account.
Pardon me?
I don't have a bank account.
Why don't you have a bank account?
I don't need one.
Okay.
Do you have a bank account?
Of course I have a bank account.
How much do they charge you every month to use your money?
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
None for me.
A lot of money. I don't keep a lot of money in my bank account.
I understand that, and that's smart. Did you know that last year the five major banks charged $2.8 billion in NSF fees? They took $2.8 billion away from the poorest people in this country. I don't like banks. personally, I think banks should be outlawed. So, no, I'm not going to support them. I'm not going to give them money, and I'm not going to have a bank account in there because of that. It's ridiculous. Why would I do it?
Okay.
What? I don't need a bank account. I don't get checks from anybody. I don't receive anything from anybody. I have money. And it's just in cash and gold and silver and guns, lots of guns. But more ammunition, a lot more ammunition than guns.
That's true, but there are places that don't accept cash. But
who? Where?
Well, I know if you go to a hotel or something like that, they have to put a deposit down. They'll only take a card. They won't take it in cash. If you want to pay in cash, they'll tell you to leave.
Yeah. So I don't go to hotels.
Oh, there you go. No problem there.
You know, that's their rules, and I have to abide by their rules. It's like when this mask requirement first came out, and masks were not mandatory, but some stores were saying you must wear masks if you come to my store. And I went, okay, I accept that. I'm not going into your store. Simple. If somebody chooses not to have you as a client, then it's best that you don't go.
Cool.
Why force yourself on somebody? They made it perfectly clear that they don't want you to be there, and yet everybody goes, oh, I want to go there, so I'm going to do what they want.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to do what they want. I'm going to do what I want. Because I'm the only one that counts to me, you know? Yes, call it selfish, whatever else. It's who I am. If I don't want to follow your rules, I'm not going to follow your rules. And I'm a bit of an anarchist. I don't follow too many rules.
You don't say.
No. I never have. And you guys know that. People call me a rebel or whatever you want to call it. But I'm not. I just... person who believes my own free will, my rights and freedoms are inalienable acts to me. I mean, I take it very personal when somebody tries to do something to me like that.
I'm curious to know, are you telling me when you came to visit Willie in Caltown, did you pay cash for your airplane ticket?
Yes.
You can actually do that, eh?
You can actually go to the airport. Well, some or travel agency, they'll take cash, too.
You went to an airport and you gave them cash for your ticket? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah. Well, I don't have a credit card.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, it makes things challenging, but, you know, people have to deal with it. And if the fact I can't rent a car or I can't go to a hotel because I believe in my own freedoms, then so be it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm totally okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to say.
Well, most places still take cash.
I haven't found any place that doesn't take cash.
You know, I don't like to tap my bank card, to be honest with you. So all during COVID, when I went to Tim's, I always paid them cash. And I got some dirty looks, but they still took my cash.
Sure. You can pay your traffic fines in cash. In fact, you can pay your traffic fines. Well, you used to be able to pay them in pennies, but we don't. It's really hard to get that many pennies now.
Your
ticket is $143 in pennies. They get mad at you, especially if you take But it's legal tender, and you can.
They can't refuse it.
They can't refuse it.
Legal.
This might be the longest discussion about cash on a football podcast ever.
Yeah, well,
the show's almost over. We really don't have anything else to talk to about football. right now football is really boring. And we're getting.
What are we going to do? What are we going to do next week when Derek Dennis has nothing to say?
I don't know.
So, just saying.
I hate the term anti-vax.
Me too.
Because it's really not about – I'm not against vaccines. It's like the polio vaccine was quite good at the time, right?
I heard that.
I'm just against stupid things. Okay. Can we turn the show off? It's almost – yeah, it's time to go. Look at that. The show's over. Aren't you excited about that?
Yep. Because I need to
okay.
go to bed.
Yeah, I need to go to bed. You guys good with this? Okay, we're going to go away. It's 10 o'clock. It's time to shut down the show. Where am I going here? Oh, how did that go? Where did that go? Okay, this has been Let's Talk CFL Podcast, episode number 489. I've been your host, Christopher Jones, and we've talked about anything but football and a few other things. Maybe some football. Maybe we talked about some football. I don't know.
We did for a little bit.
Oh, we did. A little bit. Okay, so I'm going to say goodnight. Charles, you go ahead.
Good night, folks. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.
And Mark, do you have anything intelligent to say? Could be a first.
Good night, everybody. Talk to you next week. And Will, I'm very surprised you missed your favorite Elk fan. It was her birthday, and we didn't wish her happy birthday.
Yes, it was Rhonda Hope's birthday. You didn't wish her a happy birthday. You missed that one, Will.
And is that because Facebook didn't inform you that it was her birthday?
You're probably not friends with her on Facebook. Yeah, probably.
It doesn't really matter because she's probably just like she is every night, drunk. Did I say that out loud? Yes, I did.
Yeah, just a little bit, okay? You know
okay.
what?
Oh,
this
well.
Is kind of amazing because we actually do have a whole minute left in the show, and I just want you to know that we've gone 2 complete hours without talking about Marcus Crandall. And I really don't know
Will
that.
Will brought him up, though.
No.
Will brought him up.
Oh, I must have been off the air then. I'm sorry. Okay.
I said that we should bring him back to the league to become a kicker. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I missed the kicking discussion with you guys. Okay.
Yep.
I'm sorry. Okay,
there
so
you
did bring up Marcus Crandall. Okay. My apologies.
Yes,
and I still think that we should do a GoFundMe page for Marcus Crandall to the Hall of Fame. I don't know what we do with the money, but I think it's a good idea. Okay. Good night, everybody.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye now.